My donor number is 10459. Hello. I am 5 feet 10 inches tall and have a medium build. I have dark brown hair and green eyes. My skin color is light olive. My mother's ethnic origin is Colombian and my father's ethnic origin is Colombian. My racial color code, as established by the Seattle Sperm Bank, is red.
Excellent. Well, thanks so much for taking the time to be here, man. So, are you currently a student? Are you working? What have you got going on?
I'm a PhD student right now. I'm working in a doctorate in music composition.
Oh, that's wonderful. In the next 5 to 10 years, what would you like to be doing?
Well, in the next 5 to 10 years, I'd like to have a career, of course, as an artist and just be one of the known names outside in the field of conducting and music composition, of course.
Wow, very cool. Growing up, did you have any siblings?
Yes, I have one sister, and I also used to have a brother, but he passed away when I was 3 days old.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
I didn't have a chance to meet him, but my sister, when I was 10, she was born, and then, well, actually when I was 12, and then I have a good relationship with her.
Very cool. And how about your parents? Would you say that they gave you any morals or values that you still see in yourself today?
Yes, with my mom, I actually learned to care about people because she cares a lot about others, and so with her I learned more this feeling-ish thing, and just, how can I explain, like, to know how people might feel in certain situations and how to proceed with those. And with my dad, I actually learned something that I value a lot, that is just keep going even if the times are bad, just as today, in these crazy days. You just keep going and fighting against anything that comes.
I totally agree. I love it. When you're not going to school or doing your research, what is it you like to do for fun?
Cooking and practicing. So I play piano, and then that consumes a lot of time, so I have to practice. And I love cooking. That's also another of the things that I love to do, and research about places that I want to visit, traveling.
Definitely. Well, music. Types of music that you enjoy, or specific favorite, or actually, let's put it this way. Music that you enjoy, or if it's easier to answer, is there any type of music that you don't enjoy?
Well, right now there is this thing that I call plastic music, that is music that is being created in one studio in 2 hours, then they sell it for millions, and in 1 month after that they forget about that music, and then here comes the next one. I don't enjoy that kind of music because it doesn't have any purpose, just the purpose of making money. And I know the value of that, but I don't think that's the way to proceed in music. In the opposite side, what I enjoyed is classical music, and for instance, one of my favorite composers is Tchaikovsky. I don't know if that's relevant, but I just wanted to share it.
That's awesome. Movies, genres of movies you like, or specific favorite movies of yours?
I like horror movies, even though not many people like it, but I also like sci-fi movies or psychological movies, because I think I like to be thinking. I like comedy, but I don't like the comedy that is kind of stupid comedy, that there is weird stuff happening and you actually get a laugh because of the how bizarre it is, but not because there is comedy that you actually think about.
Oh, yeah, very well said. You already mentioned that you like cooking. What are some of your favorite foods?
Indian food is one of my favorites because it has, in the research that I've done, it's the only one that can activate the 5 spectrals of flavor in your tongue. That's the only one that I know, and it's my favorite. Now, I also love Colombian food because of my roots, but I don't know. It's hard to tell.
When you get a chance to read for fun, what do you enjoy reading?
Reading for fun. History, but when it's related to music history, and I also like sci-fi and the, how it's,
fantasy?
I don't know. I'm sorry?
Sci-fi or fantasy?
Yes.
Of course. What's one of the better trips you've taken in your life?
One of my better trips that I've taken is one I was in Europe once, and then I was looking for the cheapest flight because they had budget airline, and then I finished in Crete in a place called Hania in Greece. It's the island, and it was a wonderful experience. I just was sad later that I didn't stay more time because it was everything, amazing food, amazing people, and just a beautiful landscape over there.
Awesome. Any other passions or talents or interests that you have that we haven't talked about so far?
Sports. I used to do a lot of sports, and I think I have a lot of strength in that. I used to do BMX, and I was awarded with some prizes in the category that I was in. I enjoy sports in general. I don't like that much the team sports because everyone blames someone, and I used to be that someone because I was not very good at soccer. So I decided that single sports was more fitable for me because if something happened, I blame myself, not others, and others wouldn't blame me.
That's great. Well, now I'm going to ask you some questions about your participation in the donor program.
Yes.
What made you decide to become a donor?
Well, I have a wife, and she doesn't want to have kids. And in some way, I thought that it would be a chance to put the seeds of myself out there. Even though I know that there is no contact or anything like that, there is very reduced the possibilities to have contact. But I don't mind. So I thought that maybe helping someone that couldn't have a chance to have children will use my samples as a way to do it.
Yeah. Well, what are some of your thoughts about possible future contact with an offspring?
Well, I'll be happy. I'll be very actually interested in see how things turn out. And I just would like to, like, if people choose me, I would like them to actually make the children a loving person. Like, they will care about the children. I think that's my main concern. I hope that the families that decide to use my samples, I would like them to actually care about the children.
Yeah. And lastly, is there anything that you want to say to the recipients of your donations?
That I feel honored to be chosen by them because I know there is many people in this program. So being chosen is something that I appreciate because that took some time from them.
Yes.
And what I just said before, that I hope that that little seed becomes in help for them and someone out there that they will care and their family will care about in the future.
Well said. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to be here, and want to wish you the very best going forward.
Thanks so much. It was very nice to meet you.